Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Welcome, everybody, to The Early Edge. And boy, do we have a show in store for you. And we've got a couple surprises as well. But before we do that, we got to get to the recap screen, of course, because we want to be accountable and show you what we did yesterday. A decent day, more wins than losses, but we can do better. We can build off of that today. Really like what I'm seeing out of Prop Stars, 2 out of 3. Mikey B, 2 for 2. AB, 2 for 3. Allie hits hers. I hit my first 5 again. It was a pretty good day, but let's make it a little bit better. Before we do that, let's talk about the CBS Sports app Draft Tracker. Get real-time updates about your team's draft picks the next 2 days of the draft, including scouting reports, grades, player comps for all your team selections. Download the free CBS Sports app to use the best draft tracker out there. Best second screen companion for when you are watching the draft unfold on TV. And next, how should you feel about your team's latest draft picks? With the First Pick podcast is your source for comprehensive draft coverage and pick breakdowns with CBS Sports draft expert Ryan Wilson and longtime general manager Rick Spielman. Ryan and Rick will recap each of the draft, dishing out winners and losers from all 7 rounds. And the draft chatter doesn't stop on Saturday. Stay tuned to the show for team-by-team draft grades and an early look at who your team could be eyeing next year. Download and follow with the First Pick podcast wherever you find this one. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this would ordinarily be the time where I introduce the guests, but I'll tell you what, we're going to do something just a little bit different, or perhaps more of the same.
Whoa, 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 whoa. My apologies. My apologies. See ya, I hate that I'm ruining your flow. But if I can't be there in person, I'm certainly going to drop in. Because it doesn't matter the Friday. It doesn't matter where the Friday is. It doesn't matter where you are at home. We dominate this day. We have made this day fun, informative. You get educated and you get entertained. So ladies and gentlemen, if you're new to the brand or if you've been here every single day, you're all welcome to Big Pick Energy. Friday. Snake, roll it.
Whoa, here we are. It's me. It's not Coach. Forget about Coach for a second. You know, I resent the fact that he had to introduce everybody. I got to tell you, I'm sitting in this chair and I get to introduce all of the energy on this screen. We're going to start with my buddy. We're going to start with my guy. Every Friday, we do NFL props. And I got to tell you, I don't know if you noticed, but there was an NFL draft yesterday. It continues today. We just talked about it. Prop Stars, how you doing today, buddy?
Cousin Zia, I am on cloud 9, partly because I'm getting to do this stream with you. I'm always stoked to be a part of the Friday crew here. But my Philadelphia Eagles hit a home run last night at the draft. Couldn't have asked for a better first round. I actually woke up yesterday just reviewing various mock drafts. Came across one that actually had Jalen Carter going to the Eagles in addition to Nolan Smith. Thinking in my head, what in the world is this homer mock draft? This will never happen. And then lo and behold, it comes. Dreams do come true, Sia.
Pretty amazing draft. I totally agree. As a Washington Commanders fan, it's just it's not going to be pretty playing the Eagles. They are so formidable. I think, I don't know if anybody's come up with this. Maybe I need to kind of workshop this, but is it the Philadelphia G-Eagles with a G because of that Georgia Bulldog defensive line in front seven? Really, really impressive what they're going to do this year offensively and defensively. Who else is impressive? Well, Matt, the Sniper Snyder, you're pretty impressive. We've got some baseball to talk about. Of course, we've got some basketball too. But Matt, how is everything going today?
It's great. And actually, I have something to look forward to this weekend for the baseball players out there. That would be that for the first time in Major League history, they're playing a regular season series in Mexico City. In a word to the wise, Cappers, 2,000 feet. That's how much higher in elevation this stadium is than Coors Field. Watch those overs.
Wow. That's fantastic insight. Okay. Wow. Okay. We got to keep our eye on that. Buckets, listen, I got to be honest with you. I feel like I have to be nice to you because I'm in this seat. It's sort of a different role for me, but I don't know if I can do that for the next 25, 35 minutes. I'm going to try. Buckets, how are you today?
Sia, I'm doing well. You might have to be nice to me, but I sure as hell do not have to be nice to you. I'm coming out for blood on everyone today. Going to meet you guys at the pay window, and we might have some showdowns along the way as well.
I love it. All right. Well, maybe I'll be $100 richer in a matter of hours. Speaking of rich, this guy is rich with energy. He gets all of my obscure references, including Pat McGee band references. He is all about the passion and all about the energy. Chip Patterson, how's it going today?
Good morning, see ya. Good morning, Sniper. Good morning, Buckets. Good morning, Prop Stars. Good morning, Early Edge fam. And boy, I need y'all today because I'm in the middle of a move that's taken way too long. I've got a one-year-old who's sick, contributing to number one. I'm dripping in sweat. I got boxes everywhere, but I'm here with you, and I'm ready to break down an absolutely loaded Friday. Fired up for it. Let's go.
Love it. Different house, same exact energy from Chip Patterson. Okay, listen, speaking of energy, we got to get to our first marquee matchups because I'm excited about both of them. And I'm really curious as to where you all are going to go here. Let's talk about fade or follow. Let's bring up these NBA games. We got one at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tonight, and we got one at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. Let's talk Kings and Warriors. It's a 7.5-point spread. This is a tough spot for the Warriors, but this is also a pretty big line. Chip, I'm going to kick it right back to you, and we'll go down the line. Fading or following the Golden State Warriors?
So I am going to have something on this on the total a little bit later on in the show, but 7.5 is a real tricky number. I'll tell you what I'm most confident in. So I'm most confident that the Golden State Warriors are going to close out the Sacramento Kings in the Chase Center tonight. But 7.5 is a little bit too rich. This is, you know, as our good friend M Squared would often talk about, a fantastic game where you want to be looking in on the live lines, because with the firepower that Sacramento has, and they have cooled off from three since the start of the series, they're going to be streaky. They're going to go on a run. So if you can all of a sudden get a Golden State -1.5, Golden State -2, I love buying in there. You're not going to take a money line at this kind of price. So for me, I do think Golden State wins, but you want to be looking at this game and watch the live line for an opportunity to jump in at something more favorable than 7.5.
I 100% agree with that. And I'll tell you right now, I'm going to be eyeing this game to actually put a live bet out on Twitter. The hashtag see a live bets. I haven't put out one in a couple of weeks, but this is a really good time to see Sacramento maybe start off a little desperate, you know, pretty well. Maybe they've got a 3 or 4 point lead in the first or second quarter. And then you're getting that live line at like -3, -2.5. And I think that's where you want to be with this spread. All right. Prop Stars, fading or following the Golden State Warriors?
I am fading the Golden State Warriors. I do think the Warriors will likely win this game. However, I do think Sacramento still has plenty of fight left. De'Aaron Fox was somewhat hampered from a shooting perspective, but was still plenty involved in a usage perspective, still had a very good game. I do believe this is going to come down to the fourth quarter, and it will be maybe a 1-2 possession game in the end. So give me the Kings here.
Yeah, and I'll weigh in a little bit here, too. I kind of tipped my hand a little bit. I think I agree here with actually both Chip and Prop Stars. I think 7.5 is just a little bit too much. I absolutely can see a scenario where the Golden State Warriors run away with this in the third or fourth quarter, but I'm not willing to put my money on it. So for me, this is just like Chip said, and really just like Prop Star said, I'm kind of looking for a live play here. All right, We're gonna get the sniper and buckets involved because we've got some MLB underdogs to talk about, and we've of course got the home run props. But before we do that, let's hear a message.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From the HQ peeps.
Get breaking news.
Big news coming out of the NFL today.
Highlights and instant reactions.
The largest final round comeback in four championship history. We're down to the final four.
I just want to take time to analyze greatness.
Talk winners and losers with a guy who's already a big winner.
CBS Sports HQ. It's all sports all day long.
All right, now we move to MLB underdogs. And speaking of underdogs, and we can pull the graphic up, but I feel like kind of an underdog anytime I'm in the seat of coach, because he is just the master of ceremonies when it comes to this hosting thing. So the way you can help me out, and maybe I can kind of throw this in coach's face later today, if you all hit the like button and we reach some sort of like button mile marker, then I can say, hey coach, I'm not sure you've ever seen this many likes on a Friday Big Pick Energy show. I think that would be fun for me to throw in his face. I'll throw it out on Twitter and all of you can join in and maybe say that maybe Sia needs to be the permanent host here. Of course, I kid. Fade or follow. Let's talk about some MLB underdogs. But I'm not kidding about hitting the like button, by the way. We've got the Mets as a dog here. Plus 120 at the Braves. We've got a pick coming in on that game later in the show. We got the White Sox plus 130 against the Rays. That's the White Sox at home there. And then we got the Yankees plus 170. That's strange to see, right? Except for the fact that the Rangers are throwing out DeGrom. So, Sniper, I'm going to start with you. MLB underdogs, which of these dogs would you be potentially supporting?
Yeah, I don't like any of them. But if I'm forced to pick, I'm not going to be like buckets and go off the board here. I'll stick to one of these three. I'm going to draw back into when I was a fledgling sniper, and I would have conversations with my dad about betting on games. Well, it would be betting when I was a little kid. And he always used to say, weather is the great equalizer. And that might be foreshadowing. But for now, I'm just going to say that the weather for the Braves-Mets game tonight is not going to be good. And since weather is the great equalizer, I'm going to go with the Mets there because I think the Braves have the better matchup here and they're the better team. But with the weather, we're going to go with the Mets on this one.
And in buckets, I haven't heard from you in a little bit. And M Squared isn't on the show. So we know when we don't have M Squared's baseball acumen, of course, we go to buckets. So buckets, I got to have you pick one of these three dogs. Is it the Mets? Is it the White Sox? Is it the Yankees?
Yeah, it makes sense that when M Squared's not here, you fall back to me because I'm basically the secondary M Squared in the baseball world. We've all known that for years now. It just makes sense. My question real quick for you, Sia, before I give out my incredible pick is, what's the team again that's just the letter A?
That would be your Atlanta Braves.
Okay, the Braves. Okay, I'm going to tail Matt Snyder then because I didn't even know what team that was. Therefore, they're not going to win. Give me the Mets. It sounds like sound reasoning to me.
All right, Prop Stars, I'm going to move to you before we get to our home run props. Which of these dogs would you potentially be supporting?
How do I follow that take? If I had to pick here, it's tough. I agree. I don't really like any of these dogs, but give me the White Sox. I think they can get after Zach Eflin a little bit. I like the matchup there.
All right. The White Sox really stumbling, but they got to win at some point. That's for sure. Okay. The home run props. Man, we've been kind of hitting these way more often than probably we should. We've got Brian Reynolds at plus 350. Pete Alonso in that game we just mentioned against the Atlanta Braves at plus 550. And then Christian Walker plus 650. Prop Stars, I'm going to go right back to you. Which of these guys is in line whether you're looking at value or just, hey, I think this guy's going to hit a home run, which guy is going to go yard?
Yeah, I'm going to take the long shot here. I'm going to go Christian Walker. Aaron Nola is not pitching that well this year. He does give up a lot of home runs in general, 24, I believe, last season. So, give me Christian Walker plus 650.
All right. Sniper, I'm going to you. Who was hitting a home run?
I'm going with the guy who it sounds like he was named after Jesus. It's Christian Walker. He's a Christian Walker, you know. And he has a good history in Coors Field. He has 8 home runs and a .577 career slugging in Coors Field. 2 home runs off Rocky starter Kyle Freeland, who can be susceptible to the long ball when he's not going well. So I'm going with Walker.
He could be a disciple, you know?
Yeah.
You know, doesn't have to necessarily be Christ. He could be a disciple too and be a Christian Walker.
All right, Chip, speaking of the disciple, is it Christian Walker for you as well, or are we going Brian Reynolds or Pete Alonso?
Oh, we're going Brian Reynolds, baby. You just got paid all that money. You need to start putting them in the stands. I like the Pirates, not just because they've been hot, but because for the last 3 years, I've been Pirates win total over. It is a tradition for Tom Fornelli and I to go and look at the lowest win totals on the board. You pick one team and you saddle up and you root for wins. The way that the Pirates starts has been incredible. And then Reynolds getting that fat contract is the first sign of, first sign of investment from this franchise, 8 years or something like that?
Ever. It's a first 9-digit signing that the Pirates have ever had.
So I don't think that Reynolds is the type that's going to be now sitting back counting his money. Now he's got to go put the balls in the stands. And so I'm going to go Brian Reynolds.
And Buckets, before I kick it to you for your expertise, I am also going to go with Christian Walker. Don't forget. And Buckets, I'm sure you were going to say this. This game is in Colorado. These balls will be likely flying out of the stadium. So it's a good time for Christian Walker to potentially go yard. Buckets, do you agree, or are we going somewhere else on the home run prop?
We're going away from Christian Walker. However, I feel a little bit dumb here, Sia, because I misread the name when this was sent out last night. I thought that was Ryan Reynolds. So I was going to do this whole thing about how he bought a soccer club that's successful. He started his own gin company. He's a famous movie star. He can do anything. He can definitely hit a home run. But now I'm seeing the letter B, and at this point, I got to stick with it. Give me Brian Reynolds, but the reasoning's not quite as sound as we're used to there.
And I just don't know how you don't hit the like button for that. That alone is like button worthy. I'm a big Ryan Reynolds guy. Go back and watch Van Wilder. Hilarious, hilarious.
Van
movie.
What?
He's done plenty since then. And you know what? This network has done plenty, and we've done something kind of brand new that we just launched. Check it out.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Every time I see that ad for Galazzo, I get super hyped. So it's perfect that it's on Friday's Big Pick Energy show. Speaking of Big Pick Energy, we got basketball games that are going to have a ton of energy, including one in Golden State. And I got to go to Prop Stars here because I really want to know what you have to say about one of the stars who we know is a little bit banged up, but played just fine last game in terms of surviving the game. Prop Stars, what do you got tonight?
Yeah, I'm going De'Aaron Fox over 11.5 combined rebounds and assists. Listen, he played with that broken finger, gutted it out, still played a season high in minutes, 42, still had sky high usage as well, collected plenty of peripheral stats, rebounds and assists. So he was very actively involved. It's tough to say if the finger hampered him from a shooting perspective, but certainly didn't prevent him, again, from handling the ball quite a bit. facing elimination in this spot. I think the offense is going to continue to run through him. Wouldn't surprise me if he played 45 plus minutes, very active on the glass as well. Obviously passing the ball, getting his teammates involved in a variety of ways there. So give me De'Aaron Fox over 11.5 combined rebounds and assists tonight.
All right. And I'll tell you, I'm going to go with my pick next. And it's interesting because we have Mikey is in the chat, by the way, and he's dishing out a lot of knowledge, particularly regarding the weather. So make sure you're kind of tied into to what he's saying. But he does say that this Mets-Braves game may get rained out. That actually pertains to my pick. So I want to go ahead and put the pick out. It might get rained out. It might not. So we'll just have to wait and see on that. But I love the Braves' first five here. This is one of those rare situations where I actually like the full game as well, especially since the Mets had to really dig into their bullpen, particularly last night. But this is such a good pitching matchup with Max Fried versus, of course, Peterson. And so the pitching matchup is an obvious edge, frankly. But also we have the hitting matchup too. So I mean, I just like the Braves all around here. This actually opened at like minus 130 or so. And of course, it's grown to minus 145. It's even minus 150 in some places. If it becomes greater than that, maybe you stay off this first five and you just go to the full game. So you're just going to have to make that decision there because I like both. But you know me, I'm always taking the first five. That is just always going to be my bet unless circumstantially I just can't take it because the juice is prohibitive. At minus 145, it's not prohibitive. So I'm taking it. Hopefully, this doesn't get rained out. Let's stick with baseball. Sniper, you got a few plays here that I'm very, very intrigued by. So the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of pressure, but I can deal with it. We'll start with Jacob DeGrom over 5.5 strikeouts. I know that's a big number, but it's Jacob DeGrom. Anytime he doesn't get hurt, yeah, that's the scary part. I know that's a scary part, but anytime he doesn't get hurt, he's going to go over 8.5 strikeouts. Yankees haven't seen him since 2019. That's a long time to go without seeing a dude, especially with the stuff that Jacob DeGrom has. When you haven't seen him in a few years and you see his stuff, he throws even harder than he used to. That's an eye-opening experience. Yankees are a high strikeout team anyway. Even worse against right-handers. DeGrom, 43 strikeouts and 26 and two-thirds innings this year. We're playing over 8.5 strikeouts on DeGrom. Also, Kyle Tucker, we're going to zero in on. This is a bad offensive day. We'll get to that in a second in terms of the weather. But in Houston, you're inside. Astros are coming home. They're in the middle of a good stretch right now. I think I warned people on this show. It might not have been here. I talk in so many different places. I can't keep it straight. But the Astros have now won series consecutively against the Blue Jays, the Braves, and the Rays, three of the very best teams in Major League Baseball. The Astros are coming. I think they're going to swing the bats today well against Aaron Nola. He has not thrown the ball well this year, was extended a lot last year, deep into the playoffs. It's tough to bounce back after you've done that, a short turnaround. Plus, the Astros hit Nola well twice in the World Series last year. Kyle Tucker in the World Series against Aaron Nola, 3-for-4, 2 home runs with a double, 4 RBIs. So we're going to go over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs. Love Kyle Tucker in this matchup. 333 average with 11 RBIs in his last 15 games. I'm giving a third play too. Woo. I'm giving this third play because M squared isn't here and I wanted to try to pick up the slack. Again, that's a lot of pressure, but I said I can deal with it. Cubs have the best run differential in the National League. And if you say, oh, well, they've done a lot of that at home. That's true. They're also 6-2 on the road. Marlins, bad offense. Most of the year, they've had a bad offense, particularly against right-handed starting pitchers. Marcus Stroman has been very, very good all year, except his one start against the Dodgers, but he gave up home runs to Mookie Betts, Max Muncy, J.D. Martinez when the conditions were ripe in Wrigley Field for home runs. The Marlins don't exactly have those guys. Jesus Luzardo takes the mound for the Marlins, left-hander. Cubs have feasted on lefties all year. Luzardo, 344 allowed average with a 609 allowed slugging in his last three games. Ripe for the picking for the Cubs. We're just going to take the Cubs on the money line because the juice isn't bad. And, oh, what's this?
M squared. That is the secret VIP.
He's been giving away weather report. Chat. But for people who aren't in the chat, the official M squared weather report. Pittsburgh, Washington, most likely postponed. It's going to rain all day and night. Atlanta Mets, I gave the foreshadowing earlier on that. M squared thinks it will be postponed. There's rain early, and it's going to get heavier in the mid to late game. Plus, with it being a divisional opponent, it's more likely they can find a common day that they can do a doubleheader, or not common, that they can find a day in the future to make it up with maybe a doubleheader or a common off day. Royals, Twins in Minnesota. Again, lots of rain. Delay likely. They could play late. Again, though, that's a divisional game, so they play each other a lot of times. Maybe they'll find a day where they can do a doubleheader later in the year. Orioles, Tigers in Detroit, rain most of the day. Delay is likely. Postponement's possible. That's a good pitching matchup if they play with the Rodriguezes. Eduardo for the Tigers, Grayson for the Orioles if they play. Take a look at the under if they do. Rays, White Sox, he says 15% less home run chance. Knock down your home run props in that one. Guardians, Red Sox in Fenway Park. Knock down your home run props by 20%. Knock down the runs by 10% in Fenway. Shane Bieber on the mound for the Guardians. Take a look at that one. Maybe the under there. Take a look. That's the official weather report from N Squared.
Wow. That is some VIP material right there. A couple questions in the chat. And Sniper, that was amazing. Rick says Dansby yesterday. So Dansby went yards. He was one of the three guys we had up there. None of us picked him, mind you. But there was some people asking where Coach is. And so Coach is actually calling the Mexico Open on PGA Tour Live as we speak. So after this show, you should go over on PGA Tour Live and listen to him call. He's calling the number one group. So you're gonna hear him call, you know, the likes of the John Rahms in the world. That's the call that he is going to be on. But let me tell you something. This is like probably the third time now that we have heard this Mets-Braves game might get rained out. And I feel bad a little bit, right? Because that's my pick. So, Sniper, in light of your M-squared VIP weather report that you brought to the show, I think I'm going to add a pick here. And I'll put this in because I know the producer doesn't have, AB doesn't have this. So I'll have to put this in the chat. So AB, you have this because it's kind of hard to spell. We've got golf today. And you know, normally on Big Pick Energy Friday, I come with a golf pick. I just like this Braves play so much that I decided, okay, this is the play I'm going to take. But honestly, I could have just brought two plays. So because this game may get rained out, here's the next play. And by the way, it doesn't tee off for another 4 hours, literally. It's Emiliano Grillo, who is minus 130, that you can find this on DraftKings, among other places, but certainly on DraftKings, over Mark Hubbard. So that's Grillo, minus 130, over Mark Hubbard. I believe that's a 225 Eastern Standard Time tee off. They're one of the last guys to tee off today. And quite frankly, I just love Grillo on this course in particular. He's a good putter on past Palom, and the ball striking is back. Hubbard, I can't say the same about him when it comes to the putter and the ball striking. So that is my additional pick that we're going to have up on the board at the end of this show. But Buckets, it reminds me, because I used to steal $100 from you pretty much every week. And so I don't even know why I'm not coming with a golf pick every single Friday, but here I am. Maybe I'm just secretly trying to save you money, but you also have a pick. So feel free to respond, but I also want to hear your pick.
Well, Sia, as you know, I have won one showdown in my history of the Early Edge. My record is currently 1 win, 14 losses, 2 draws. And while I have lost a month's rent to you on golf, I did win my one soccer down show on you or showdown against you, and I won the last one. So I'm currently at 100% win rate over the last one showdown. I think we should make it two, though. I would like to call you out on that play of the I don't even remember your guy's name, but you're gonna give me Hubbard. I watched the new Puss in Boots movie last night, and they talked about nursery rhymes, and I remember hearing Hubbard and cupboard in the same sentence. And see, that's enough for me to call you down on a showdown if you're willing to lose another 100, of course.
Wow. Actually, in all fairness, I did not see that coming. Well, you got to give me a second, Buckets. I need to think about this. Okay, I'm done. Let's go ahead and play the music. It's a showdown.
It's going to be a showdown.
It feels right.
Yeah, it does feel right. I've been in line to go out and treat myself to a nice dinner after all these first five bets. So this is actually setting up really nicely. So Buckets, thank you for that. And thank you for your pick, which we haven't heard yet. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so I wouldn't tail my golf picks too carefully, but I would definitely tail this pick in Ligue 1, which is France's top league of soccer. We've got a brilliant matchup between Racing Strasbourg and Olympique Lyon. And this is a matchup that I really, really like because this is a home team that is dominant at home versus an away team that is dominant on the road. Racing has won 4 of their last 5 matches playing in their home venue and have scored in 9 of their last 10 home matches. Meanwhile, Olympique Lyon is kind of struggling a little bit to find form at home, but when they play on the road, they've scored in 9 of their last 10 matches. Not quite 100% hit rate, but at 90% hit rate on the last 10 home and away, both teams to score at minus 130 is absolutely worth the squeeze on that juice. This is a game that could very realistically end 2-2 or 2-3 to me. I do like goals in this matchup. And an extra little bonus here, just for those of you that are watching live, because hashtag it pays to watch live. If you're saying, hey, buckets, minus 130, it's not sexy enough. It's not good enough. I got you covered. Here's an anytime goal score line that I think in this same matchup is definitely worth a shout. French veteran Alexandre Lacazette for Olympique Lyon is currently priced at plus 125 anytime goal score. Lacazette has been in tremendous form, and he is almost single-handedly winning all games for Olympique Lyon in recent form. He has scored 6 goals in their last 6 games, and it's not like he's just scoring against the bad teams. He scored against PSG, he scored against Olympique Marseille, and he scored against Lens. This is the playmaker for Olympique Lyon, and at plus 125, it won't be in the recap screen, but just for you listening now, it's definitely worth a play for me, Sia.
All right. Well, maybe it's worth a play for me. I got an extra $100 laying around, so maybe I'll throw a little scratch on that. All right. Well, we got to get to Chip Patterson, because Chip, I've been waiting for your pick, and I'm excited about it because it pertains to one of these two basketball games that I just think the atmosphere is going to be electric in both. Chip, the floor is yours.
See, you know I love a good game script. I like all kinds of scripts. I like the fact that our reality show that was playing out, you couldn't even script all the craziness that we saw in the NFL draft. But I'm looking at the game script for this Game 6 opportunity for Golden State to close out the Sacramento Kings at home, because you don't want to go back to Sacramento. You want to wrap this thing up now, and they are going to try to follow the game script from Game 3, because what was Game 3 in the Chase Center? It was a must-win game. You were down 2-0 to the Kings, and what did they do? They slowed the pace down. If you turn the Sacramento Kings into a half-court team, you expose their greatest weakness, which is defensively. You've got Looney and you've got Draymond, and they've got some bonuses head spinning all around. They just can't defend that two-man game. They just can't defend the pick and roll. And I think that this veteran Golden State team, when they get into more of a half-court game, their defense is able to improve. And again, their defense has always been better when they're playing at home. And so again, looking at the game script from that must-win game in Game 3, the comments from Steve Kerr after the game in terms of the way that they approached it, I think that that's how you slow down and eliminate Sacramento Kings. And so I think that as they try to turn it into a half-court game, make sure the game doesn't go back to Sacramento. We end up going under the total.
Well, I really like this pick, and I'll tell you, so we not only have the under here, but we have our eyes on a potential live bet to get that 7.5 down too. So for me, I can tell you all eyes will be on this game. And if I see something, I'm sure if the rest of the crew sees something, they might tweet something out. But I can guarantee you, if I see something I like, I'm going to tweet it out as well. I like this under. I'll tell you, we're going to pull up the recap screen, but we might have one extra thing to talk about. But let's talk about what we have right now. We've got the Braves first five minus 145. And listen, this might get rained out, but it might not. So I like the Braves here. I think you could even take the full game if you like, especially if that juice on the first five gets up to like minus 155, minus 160. I've got Grillo minus 130 over Mark Hubbard. That's also a showdown with buckets. Prop Stars has got De'Aaron Fox over 11.5 rebounds and assists at minus 115. Buckets, Strasburg versus Olympique Lyon. BTTS minus 130. Of course, that's both teams to score. Matt Snyder, the sniper, he came with the weather report and he came with 3 plays. Jacob DeGrom over 8.5 Ks at minus 125. Kyle Tucker over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs at minus 120. Cubs money line minus 110. And then, of course, Chip Patterson, he's got the Warriors and the Kings under 235. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you that watch this show, you know that we're done, but we're not really done, because it's time for the here or there parlay.
Oh, sorry, I was waiting for the intro music, but that is fine. We will jump into it regardless, as we have probably our most difficult to pronounce here or there parlay. Okay, mess with my flow. I get it. We're returning the fire from Sia earlier. That makes sense, and that's fine. But let's focus on cashing a ticket here, because what I've done is I have created the Buckets BTTS Bonanza. I am targeting six of the worst defensive units in the world of soccer, and we're just taking BTTS in all three games to get us to plus 400. All of these matches take place tomorrow morning. These games will be done before noon, so let's get some extra money to go out and have some fun Saturday night. I'm starting with Qingdao Manatee versus Wuhan Three Towns. This is in the Chinese Super League and takes place at 7:35 a.m., followed by Halmstad's BK versus, and I'm not kidding, I spent 20 minutes watching a video trying to learn how to pronounce this next one, so I'm going to do my best. IF Bramach Poskarna in the Swedish Allsvenskan, which is at 11:30 a.m., and finally, we have Yokohama FC and Hokkaido Consadole Sapporo in Japanese J1 League at 1 a.m. tomorrow. So if you're staying up late tonight, you'll be able to catch this third game. But keep an eye out on all of these matches because these are not the best attacking teams by any sense of the word, but they're absolutely appalling defenses in their current form. Just looking for 1-1 in each game. Don't really care who wins. And I'll see you guys at the pay window.
I saw Sapporo. I know that word.
Yes.
That's a restaurant in my city, but I probably different.
I saw some numbers. I knew those.
Yes. Yeah. I saw letters. Yeah. So I knew those. Sapporo, delicious Japanese beer. I got to come clean with you. So I had decided it wasn't my decision, but AB and coach said, whatever you do, make sure you interrupt Bucket's flow. And I didn't do a good job doing that. So we had to kind of go behind the curtain a little bit and make sure that
coach told you to do that.
Coach was the ringleader of all of this.
Okay. I'll remember that.
As you might expect.
I'll remember that, coach.
As you might expect. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is all the damage we can do on Big Pick Energy Friday. So there's only one thing left to do. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight. It's over here to the pay window. For Buckets, for Prop Stars, for the Sniper, for Chip Patterson, for AB, and for Mikey in the chat. This has been The Early Edge. I am the counselor. We'll see you next time.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount+.